Office of the Sheriff requesting authorization to execute a professional services contract with Armor Correctional Health Services, Inc. for the provision of inmate medical and mental health services for the time period of April 1st, 2013 to March 31st, 2015, with 4 additional 1-year renewal options.
Thank you. Committee, Supervisor Broderick.
Mr. Chairman, I would move layover to permit a report back next cycle from the Human Resources Department on the status of negotiations with the Medical College of Wisconsin for the provision of the services in question. And I think, Mr. Grady, it would be recommended that we also hear from DAS on the cost analysis.
My understanding is you want to refer it to DAS to
refer it to
cost analysis on the armor contract.
So I'm laying over and referring in the same motion. Is that legitimate? Or do we need two motions?
I think that's fine. You're laying over so you can do the referral to staff.
All right. And so moved, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Did the clerk, did you get all
layover?
That? Well, okay. Supervisor Broderick, why don't you? Because you had a layover and a referral in there.
Yeah, well,
so
that's what I was questioning. I would move the layover motion to permit a report back from Human Resources and also
next cycle.
Pardon?
Next cycle.
Next cycle. Yeah, on the status of negotiations with the Medical College of Wisconsin for the provision of the services in question here, and also a referral to the Department of Administrative Services.
Let me look to the clerk. Give me the heads up if you've got it understood.
I think I do. So it's a layover to permit an update from the Department of Human Resources on the status of negotiations with the Medical College of Wisconsin and to refer it to DASC Fiscal for a cost analysis.
Is that correct?
Is that the armor contract?
Yeah.
Very good. Good job, Madam Clerk. All right. So we have a motion in front of us. Comments, questions, short speeches. Inspector Schmidt, please.
Mr. Chairman, I'll be very brief. As I stated a little bit earlier, this is just another way to delay what needs to happen. Everyone is extremely aware that we need a change. The court wants a change immediately. Now we're going to be delayed at least another month hearing for another report. I know you're all aware of this already, but I think it needs to be stated. We are not in a position to constantly delay this and delay it months and heaven knows how long until a decision is actually made. Once again, the Sheriff's Office has provided a solution. You heard Armor people testify today. They can implement it immediately. The people are available. And once again, we're going to sit in basically sitting on our hands. So when and if the board is ready, our solution is there. We'll implement it. Thank you.
Comments? Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One, I find it just hard to believe that someone who has sat on their hands for 10 years with this consent decree now somehow has a problem with us doing our appropriate due diligence to make sure that the appropriate fiscal response and appropriate response for the taxpayers and for our employees is taken. So I think that what this shows is that the board is engaged, that we're going to have a community solution that is not only in the best interest of the taxpayers, but is in the most humane and reasonable solution for the inmates out at the House of Correction.
Okay. No further comments, questions? If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Johnson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Weishon?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
4 ayes, 1 no. The motion to lay over is approved. Item 15, we'll start in closed session.
Take care of that. So at this time, and we took care of 16 and 17 early on in our meeting. So we thank all of you for your time.